New York City is the first U.S. city that's going to institute congestion pricing, and that's what we're going to be talking about today. Sam, if you would, tell us a bit about the plan, such as when it's going to be implemented, how it's going to work, and how much it's going to cost, please.
Part of the plan was put into effect in February of this year, 2019, and that was a congestion charge for the for hire vehicles, meaning Uber, Lyft, ViaGet, Juno, the yellow taxis, the limousine services. Anytime one of those vehicles sets tire south of 96th Street, Manhattan south of 96th Street, they will be hit with a charge. If it's Uber and Lyft, it will be a $2.75 charge. If it's a yellow taxi, it'll be $2.50. If it's a Via or some other car share service, it'll be 75 cents per passenger. So that part's in effect. It's been in effect for several months, and it looks like it's going to raise $300 to $400 million. The next step is to make sure that everyone that comes into the Manhattan Central Business District, which in this case is defined as Manhattan south of Central Park, also pays. So they're going into effect, and that passed on April of 2019. That will go into effect in 2021. But what it means is if you're in a car, you're in a truck, all vehicles will have to pay a price, pay a toll, as they enter the Manhattan south of 60th Street. So whether they're on a bridge, whether they're on a local street, they'll have to pay a toll. The only exceptions are if they are on the peripheral highways, the West Side Highway and the FDR Drive, then they won't have to pay a toll. The tolls must raise $1 billion a year. That's in the legislation. $1 billion net. So that could be translated into about $15 billion in capital work through bonding that $1 billion. There's roughly a 15-to-1 ratio in terms of recurring revenue and the ability to bond. So we have a target that's been set, but the actual toll rates have not been set. The governor, the mayor, the legislature are going to appoint a 6-person panel. And they're going to have hearings, and they're going to listen to people and then come up with the rates. I suspect there will be higher rates during the peak periods, lower rates off peak, maybe very low rates at midnight, maybe different rates for weekends, maybe trucks being encouraged to travel at night versus the day. All that has not been set yet. It will be set by this panel.